Major Australian clothing retailers are feeling the pressure following another fatal fire in a Bangladesh clothing factory this week. At least 9 people have died and dozens were injured in the blaze. Target and Big W have confirmed they've sold goods linked to the factory, and Woolworths is investigating whether it's done the same. Target has already signed a voluntary safety accord designed to prevent such incidents, and Woolworths is promising to sign it. But the retailing giant is being less clear about whether it actually buys garments from Bangladesh, despite telling consumers that it doesn't. Tom Nightingale reports.
Low wages make Bangladesh one of the cheapest places in the world to make clothes. But critics say safety shortcuts are also part of the deal. Oxfam's Daisy Gardner is one of them.
Every day when we go to work or we go to school, we have to wear clothes on our backs. And as consumers, I think that we can make a difference. You know, we can say to the companies who make our clothes, it's not okay that the people who are making our clothes are living in poverty and that they may lose their lives in factory fires.
The new safety standards, drafted by unions, companies and the Bangladesh government, include mandatory safety inspections and allow people to turn down work in unsafe buildings. A report can result in an immediate safety inspection and evacuation. 1,600 factories have signed up so far, but the crucial independent inspectors haven't been hired. Daisy Gardner says the delay means even more lives are at risk.
The Accord is making big efforts to ensure that the safety team that's hired to do the inspections has all the relevant qualifications to really look at fire safety, block fire exits, and things that really could cause a fire accident like this. But unfortunately, these inspections do come too late for this Aswad factory.
The tougher safety rules come into force after 1,100 people died when a factory collapsed in April. Target and Kmart were the first Australian retailers to sign up in June. And Target has confirmed that some of its garments were indirectly sourced from the factory where this week's fire took place. Big W says it also bought fabric from the company and still intends to sign the accord. But its parent company, Woolworths, is less clear. It says it intends to sign the safety accord, but it's given differing accounts about whether it sources products from Bangladesh. 7 weeks ago, Woolworths told a customer on Facebook it didn't buy clothes made in Bangladesh. Now, questioned by The World Today, the company is less certain. A Woolworths spokeswoman said the statement was true at the time. But she said it would take some time to determine if the company does buy clothing from Bangladesh or not. Oxfam's Daisy Gardner says this week's fire is more reason for Woolworths to sign up to the accord as soon as possible.
Woolworths, who owns Big W, they said that they were going to sign the accord, but they haven't yet. So we're really hoping that this latest fire is a big wake-up call for Woolworths. We think they need to sign on as soon as possible so that they are added into the list of factories that will be inspected. There's absolutely no point in waiting around.
Oxfam also wants specific brands who own Bonds Underwear and Rivers, Best and Less and Just Jeans to sign the Bangladesh Accord.
Tom Nightingale reporting.